Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
How cool is that? We finally got an intro, guys.
I love it. It was so much fun doing too.
I know. I felt like a rapper.
I felt very important.
Oh, you are so important.
I felt very rich.
You felt rich with the feels?
Yeah.
So funny. You're funny.
No, you're funny.
Oh, no, you're funny.
No, friend.
No, you're so funny. Look, what are we talking about
today? I don't
know.
Well, we're supposed to be talking about nature versus nurture.
Yes. So we are going to be talking about nature versus nurture and what all that means and what it means to us. Because we like probably wouldn't be able to get into like the whole debate and the whole psychologist.
Yeah, it's just too much to cover. But what we have been reading on is very interesting. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I think we decided to talk about nature versus nurture because of like how we were brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this whole debate about like what nature versus nurture means and how much of like
it plays into your life. Yeah.
Yeah. So first we can talk about like what nature is.
Okay.
They say that nature is like your genes, like your physical traits, like your eye color, your hair color, your skin color. And then nurture is like your childhood, like how you were brought up.
Yeah.
Like the environment.
The environment.
Yeah.
Which are, mine are so different.
Yeah.
I don't know about, are yours?
Oh, yeah. You know, like a lot of people, they always say like, are you black? Are you mixed with black?
Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, you would not believe what people ask me, but they say, man, you talk white.
And aren't you like, what does that mean?
Yes, what does that
mean? Like, all white people don't sound like me.
No.
All black people don't sound like me. What,
no.
What are you talking about?
Like, I finally had to ask them, like, what does that mean? Do I talk white? I don't get it. They're like, oh, well, you know, you just pronunciate every letter.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't.
People say like, well, they used to tell me, well, some people do, young kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, are you black? Are you mixed with black? Do you want to be black?
Yeah.
Were you raised by a black person?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
Mm-mm.
This is 2020. Okay, we're in 2020.
Yeah.
I'm like, what year are we in?
Well, yeah, we just left 2019.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we came into a fucked up year already.
I know. Go home, 2020.
I know.
Shit.
2020 was supposed to be my year.
We welcomed you with open arms. I looked fucking good. And you arrive with a corona. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, I mean, corona, no corona.
Ugh.
Let's talk about, like, I don't know what. So nature is like our pre-wiring, like it's already there.
It's
when
already
we're born.
There, yeah.
And
so I don't know about you, but I was taken out of my environment.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So,
but like some things, so like you're
so wired.
But like your eye color is probably similar to like your parents,
exactly.
And like all your genetic makeup is like what they're saying nature is.
Mm-hmm.
And then nurture is like the influence of like the exposure
people,
that you had.
Who raised you?
There's
the
like this
you were around.
Huge debate that's been going on for years with all these different theories and all these different psychologists and like these different approaches. And basically they talk about like, first of all, trying to figure out like what it means to be nature versus nurture.
Mm-hmm.
And also like some of the things that like we believe, like we just talked about what we think is nature is like genetics. Some people believe like that's nurture.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. And then they have like these different approaches. Of course, like the biological approach.
Yeah.
Psychoanalysis.
The cognitive psychological.
Psychology.
I can't talk all of a sudden. Psychology. There it is.
You talk
yes.
So, you talk well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do you.
Oh.
But sometimes.
No one's ever said that to me.
But you know, like the very first time that I ever met you, before like laying eyes on you.
Mm-hmm.
No joke. I really did think you were black.
Okay.
I thought it was a black woman back there. And then I walked back into the nurse's station, and there was this, you know, it was you, red hair, just totally different from
what you thought,
what I thought, which is crazy, right?
Mm. You know, I did a video call today for one of the patients at the hospital, oh. And I actually called the person on telephone before I video called mm-hmm. him. And so I was just like talking to the lady, and she was like, oh, okay, yeah. So then I get on the video, and mm-hmm. she's like, who are you? I what? Said, I'm Jennifer. You were talking to me. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I'm like, really?
Oh, my goodness. You know, growing up, my parents, my adoptive parents, my dad would have to fill up his vehicle, whatever. And one day we all like went into the convenience store because he was going to let us buy like, you know, something small. We all, you know, he said, pick what you want. It's got to be small. So that's what we did. So my older sister, she got something, she paid for it, and she went out to the car, and it was my turn, right? There's five of us. So I knew something was going to go down by the way the clerk was looking at us, because it, of course, was, okay, my adoptive dad, and my adoptive parents are white, mm-hmm. and their children are white, and so then there's me and Courtney.
Oh.
We're black. So when I came up to the desk, you know, to purchase my Snickers, because, oh, Lord, I used to love Snickers back in the day. But they just don't do my figure any good, so leave that there. Anyways, oh. She leaned forward, like, real quietly, was like, are you okay? And I said, excuse me? She said,
girl,
who are these people you're with? As if, like she was, and I know each other.
She was a black lady?
Yeah, she was black. Yeah, she was black.
Well, she was just looking out for you.
No, she asked, the next question that came out of her mouth was, do they beat you?
Oh, my God.
And do they treat you different than their white children? Like, that's wrong.
Just being nosy.
Like, yeah. Why?
Well, some people are, like, pre-wired mm-hmm. in the way that they think, and then that's the big argument. True. Is it genetics, why they think that way, mm-hmm. or is it, like, based off of environment? Like, yeah. Did somebody teach you to think that way?
Yeah.
Or, like, were you just born racist? Were you,
yeah. Wow.
Isn't that crazy how that just tied back crazy. To that?
Yeah.
We didn't even plan
we
that.
We didn't even, no.
That is so crazy. I don't even know that if we start talking about the approaches that I'll understand them completely.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, so there's these different approaches that we just talked about. Oh, we stopped at cognitive psychology, humanism, and behaviorism.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these different, like, branches of psychology argued something differently.
Okay.
Which we don't really have to get into, but we can talk about, like, what we know mm-hmm. is genetics. And yeah. some of the examples that we have are, like, the colors of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if both parents have brown eyes, mm-hmm. then most likely the child would have brown eyes.
Okay.
But then there's, like, small percentage that they might have blue or green eyes.
Oh, yeah. I thought my children were going to have colored eyes, but it didn't work out.
They all have brown eyes?
They all have my shark eyes.
What does the X have?
Blue.
Okay, so yeah, it says
so if
brown
their children,
and blue, there's a 50-50 chance that they'll have brown, and there's a 50-50 chance they'll have blue.
Wow.
Same thing with me. I thought mine are either like blue or green,
mm-hmm.
but there's a 50% chance that they're going to have brown, and they did have brown,
mm-hmm.
and 12%, very small percentage.
Well, isn't blue is recessive, isn't it? It's not like a...
Oh, yeah. It's not a dominant gene.
It's not
unless
a dominant gene.
Unless both parents have blue.
Okay.
So, like, if the guy that I have a child with had blue eyes, then the kid might have blue eyes?
I just understood that...
There's, like, this chart that I'm looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, there's a chart. There's a chart. I know that my children, whoever they marry, will determine if they will have colored eyes.
That's so cute how you're because, like, whoever they marry.
Yes,
like, whoever they marry is going to they have yeah. their kids with.
Yeah.
Because well, you can't have kids without marriage.
Well, probably, no, you can. I'm just saying, like,
I'm
whether.
Just like, you're so traditional.
I'm really not. I'm
oh,
not.
You're not.
I just, I think I say things like that because, again, society says you should be married.
Mm.
And things like that.
I didn't listen
so.
To society.
I didn't either. I did everything backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you had kids first and then you got
mm-hmm.
married?
Mm-hmm. I had kids first and then I got married. Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I, Did you want to be married first?
No. Can I be honest?
Okay.
I think weddings are stupid.
Oh my God. I've never had the desire to get married. Like,
really?
Ever. And like, I know some people are talking about, oh, you know, the wedding dresses and the, mm-hmm. I don't care about any of that.
It's very overwhelming. And then the bride ends up turning into a bitch.
Bride.
And you know, I've been to a lot of weddings and I've been in a few weddings and you know, the bride is so sweet going into the whole like, you know, wedding party, whatever. But as soon as it's like the wedding day, they're walking down the aisle, she turns into a bitch. Bridezilla.
No, bless your heart.
I feel like it's like with marriage anyways, it's, you know, like you're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Mm. I'm simple. I'm regular.
Did you have a big wedding?
No, we got married at this courthouse.
Oh.
I liked it too because it was intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that.
Who was there?
It was just me and him, our kids, and his parents,
okay.
and my sister.
Would you ever get married again?
No.
Yes, you would.
Nah.
You want to be married.
I do.
Yes, you want to be in love. And
I do want to be in love.
And you want, like, you want a ring.
I do want a ring.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You do. Don't tell these lies.
Well,
you want to be married.
I don't want to turn into a bridezilla.
You're not going to be a bridezilla because when the person that you want to marry, you're going to go to the courthouse like you want to do.
Yes.
I can marry you. I can be ordained and marry you.
Yes. Because I was thinking.
I would so totally marry you.
Oh, my God.
Aw.
Jiffy, that's so sweet. Aww. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, because when it happens, I'm calling you.
Call me.
Oh, can
we
do it at the beach?
I'll be there. Yeah. If they don't shut it down.
Oh.
No, the corona will be over by then.
Hell yeah.
You know, they say that it's going to disappear, so it's going to
disappear. Yeah, it's just going to disappear, hopefully.
Oh, yay. Hey, guys, we just planned her wedding.
Did we really?
Now we're just searching for a groom.
Yeah, we just need the man. We have everything but the groom. Shit. As long as he's, well, you know, again, I will say I'm not picky.
Wait, we have to save that for the next episode.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Oh my God.
But I just want to give a shout out to all my sexy men.
Mm. Per usual. Just go ahead and tell them how you really feel.
I'm sorry I cannot hug and kiss all of you due to this damn COVID-19.
Oh God.
Don't worry.
Mama's coming home.
It can't last forever, right?
Maybe.
Man.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's get back. Let's stay on subject here.
Okay. Subject. What was the subject?
Shoot.
Nature versus nurture.
Okay,
I really think like the reason why we chose that is to figure out why we are
the way we are.
The way we are.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just like a figuring out episode.
Yeah.
Like,
which I've been, I always think about stuff like this. I recently, did 23andMe, like I told you,
mm-hmm.
not too long ago.
I know, and you were so upset.
Oh,
or
God.
Shocked.
Well, I was very shocked. I didn't know what to think. Mm-hmm. I didn't. But I learned a lot.
Okay.
About my family. Messed up. We have a lot of dark secrets, but we all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Be like, she could be. No, we all.
You found out secrets after you got your 23andMe results?
Yes.
Because you were just like inquiring.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what's your percentages? What's it say?
My percentages, well, just the most recent one, it says that I'm, what, 40% Nigerian?
What's the story behind that?
Well, I had to then go and put in my people's names.
Okay.
And birthdays and such. And so I was asking my auntie. She's the only one who knows everything and anything about our family. So it's now being passed down to me.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause none of the men, they don't care. So yeah. I said, I will. I want to know. So it's pretty tough. Come to find out, my grandmother was a prostitute. My mom then followed in her footsteps. It's just really sad,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And there was no, like, men presence. Like, no one stood up and said, no, this is wrong. And, you know, it's just kind of... It's kind of disheartening.
But now times are changing. Women can stand up and be like, no, exactly. That's, you know, you
that's
broke
not right.
It.
Yeah.
I'm sure you weren't the first one to break the cycle, but you definitely are not contributing to it.
Oh, yes. Most deaf. No. No.
So when you think about like the nature versus nurture, like what is genetically encompassed in you? Like, does like... I don't know, being a promiscuous, is that
swinging
genetic?
Off a pole. I've always liked poles
is that
for
like,
some reason.
You know, like, my mama was a hoe, so I'm going to be a hoe. Like, is that a thing? Or is it, like, a learned behavior?
I think it's a learned behavior. Because I don't think anybody wants to...
I've heard some people that's
really?
Like, my mama was a hoe, so, you know, like, I'm a hoe.
I'm going to be a hoe.
Like, it's just, like... And I don't think they tried to be a hoe. Mm-hmm. I think they were just... like a hoe, and then found out that their mom was
Well,
one.
Thank God those people saved me. I mean,
saved
us. I don't have any, I don't have any wants or needs to do things like that. Yeah.
What about like being a badass? Is that like a genetic or is that like an environment thing? Like I am a badass.
That's genetics.
I feel like that. Like
it
my biological
be
mom.
You don't just become. You don't just wake up a badass. You know what I'm saying? You may have badass moments.
Yeah.
But to be a genuine badass,
like a
that is
head.
Genetics. Yes.
Is that genetic? My mom is a hothead.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Also, there was a debate in college that we had about is drinking a disease or is it a genetic? Like, is it a learned behavior or is it genetic? Like alcoholism or like just being an addict. I believe that's genetics.
I believe it's both.
I think there are like some combinations
as genetics and my family. That was another thing. They're all alcoholics. Well, some of them, but that's disheartening. I don't even drink alcohol like that anymore. I mean, the only thing I will drink is tequila over the rocks, and I'm just chilling all day. I don't throw back shots. That's weird. So, like,
you did say that's immature.
That's so immature, girls. Stop. No, I just like to sip and chill. So, no alcoholic over here.
So, like, genetics would be if I know, like, addiction is genetic, maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I have an addictive personality, my family members have addictive personality, then I probably shouldn't partake in things that
things.
I might get addicted to.
Yeah.
So
just use common sense. Like you said,
all sense ain't common, baby. That's not a flower that grows in every garden.
You're so right.
It does not sprout without the nourishment of water.
I love the way you said that.
It's water nourishing.
Nourishing. Water. I wish I could sound like that.
You can sound like that.
Water. No, it doesn't sound right. Only you can do it.
It's not working. It's broken.
It's broken. It's broke. So what are some of the things that you noticed about the subject that you can like be like, oh, well, she did that and I do that and my kid does that?
Oh, that's so interesting. Maybe being a badass is genetics. Cairo is such a fucking badass.
He is.
He's
like,
very
confident.
He doesn't care. Mm-mm. He wants what he wants. He's going to tell you
and
what he wants.
He's very vocal.
Yes.
And
mama,
how old is he?
He's 3.
Well, he was much, he's been vocal for a hot minute.
I know. When he uses the restroom, he says, mommy, get out of here.
What?
Uh-huh. I gotta go poo-poo.
You're raising a little man. He's not even a baby anymore.
I know.
He's all grown up. Yeah, he's a badass.
He is a badass. Cade is also a badass.
Oh, yes.
He's like, he doesn't talk, but
he stares you down like, bitch, you ain't shit.
He looks at you like, what the fuck are you?
What you want?
Right. Can you just do whatever you're doing and keep on moving?
Go on.
That is.
Yeah, so it is genetics.
Okay, so
I have
can
a
check
badass.
It off the list.
Okay, check
okay,
it off the list.
Badass.
My first son is a badass.
Genetic. But did it skip a generation?
No. Because as much as I don't want to say this, his dad is a badass. Oh. So it would like go straight to his son.
Okay.
Badass. Yeah. So it's just like one of those. Yeah, it is genetics. I'm not a badass.
What about your daughter? What does she get from you?
She's patient. We're very patient.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Women are not chill. Like patient.
Really?
Yeah.
We just wait.
I think that's a Taurus thing though, too.
You think so?
Yeah, you guys are like, you hold everything in.
Yeah.
You're very like, sometimes you can be really passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
and you
very
just
kind of
like accept and you just, you're so understanding. And, then you hold everything in and then you blow the
up.
Fuck up.
Yeah, that's me to a T.
I know.
I blew up, yesterday. I blew up yesterday.
Did you blow up yesterday?
I did. It wasn't towards my children. It was just towards Corona and people at the park. I just wanted to, you know, go to the park, throw the football with my son. And, oh, Lord, everybody was at the park.
I know. They're not listening.
Coughing and sneeze. I said, go.
Jeez.
They took off running. We never looked back. I washed them in bleach.
Oh my God.
In the word of God.
why do you think that we're short?
Oh, that is genetics.
Are you sure?
My daddy's short and all of his brothers are short.
I know, I've only met my mom.
Okay.
She's short. I don't know who the padre is.
Okay.
But I'm short, but I was going to say my brother's not short, but we don't have the same dad.
Okay. So he's a little taller than you.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a butt I would call her.
Remember that song? Yeah. I remember that song.
He is a little taller, but we don't have the same dad, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. My brother and I, my brother looks like my mother. I look spitting image of my father. And they said people that have seen both of our parents say that I look exactly like my dad.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, he was short. I'm short. I like being short now. I used to struggle with that. But
I know. It used to be like a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're too short. You can't do this. Yeah. You can't play basketball.
Oh, my God. You're so cute. Look how short you are. I'm going to put you in my packet. Sure. I'm going to bite your dick off, bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's one thing. That's another thing about short people. Leave us alone.
Yeah. We have like this. They say that there's this short man complex. And maybe some of that is true.
Maybe some of it is true.
Man. And you know what like sucks? That I'm short and D short, and Cairo and Kate are probably going to be short. Cairo's already very small for his age.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
Kate is like almost taller than him.
He's bigger than him?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how that happened.
Did they weigh the same?
No, Kate weighed more. And right now, Cairo is like 28 pounds and Kate is 22 pounds.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know.
That's crazy. Okay, so as far as like my family goes, we have this thing where we all, I guess when we get nervous, we bite the inside of our mouth.
Mm. Oh, you think that's a genetic?
Yes.
Or like it could be learned though.
No.
You could have seen somebody do it.
I've never seen anyone in my family ever do it.
You know, I kind of believe you. Dee's mom said that when he was little, he used to like take his shirt and put it over his mouth. He doesn't do that anymore, but when Cairo was born, he started to do that.
What?
And I was like, how did he, like...
And he's never ever seen him do
it.
No. Yeah,
he's
genetics.
He also, like, sucked his tongue, and Cairo did that too, like...
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
So crazy.
That is crazy. So
I don't know what side I want to be on.
Mm.
So what did we learn? Is anything learned, or is it all genetic? I learned how to cuss a motherfucker out from the environment.
My environment was different. Religious background. So.
Oh yeah.
I call on Jesus for everything. I call on the Lord for everything. there was the time where my mom, when things, and that's another thing I was going to say. So we all bite the inside of our mouth. Mm-hmm. We have the worst temper.
Oh, wow.
The worst temper. Like, you, sometimes you can't even see how angry I am. because I just can't, I can't allow anyone to see that. Yeah. It's just so shameful. I feel so horrible afterwards.
The Lord would not approve.
I'd have tore up a room.
Smash therapy.
Looking like Felicia. Not good. What is another thing that we do? Oh, we all have ass. All of us.
Okay. I can't whistle.
I mean to tell you, just bubble.
Bubble
butts everywhere.
That's your biological family.
My biological family. And which was so crazy, you know, growing up with white people. Growing up with white people, one of the hardest things was that not to be rude, but no one really had an ass.
Yeah.
Except for me. So I became the focal point because I was so different from everybody. And I mean, I love my friends, you know, I would never trade them for anything in the world,
right.
But growing up as a woman, you know, as a young lady into womanhood, it would have been nice to have had my family, you know, so I know, you know, like just for an example.
Okay.
When I was 21, I walked into a Walmart off of Highway 6 in Dulles, I believe. I felt so comfortable. I looked around. Everybody in there was black.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
No.
And then my ex at the time, we were married, he said, oh my goodness, there's so many black people in here. I said, do you feel awkward? Oh, I feel a little out of place. Welcome to my world.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. You know, that brings me to like think, people are going to hate me for this.
Why?
I feel so uncomfortable around a room full of white people.
Oh, wow. I feel so comfortable.
I feel so uncomfortable. And I think it's because, so, you know, my mom, I was with her for a while and she was married to a black man. I was raised by a black man from like the first grade up until maybe about, I don't know, like 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
And so like basically like she didn't really do a lot of raising. He raised me like how he was raised.
Okay.
And I was hanging around the people that he took me around.
Oh, wow.
And so I've never really been around white people. I don't know my biological family. I don't know, like, I don't know white people. And so, I feel more comfortable around black people. Mm-hmm. I feel more accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Black people accept me for who I am. They don't really accuse me of, like,
trying to be
black. Yeah. But then, like, I get all judged by white people and Hispanic people. They're like, you know, well, what are you? And they just kind of look at me funny. Mm-hmm. And then when I start talking, they're all confused.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of distance themselves.
Which is so stupid.
And they think I'm like this show or something.
Like you mean to...
Like, bitch, now, how about this? I got a motherfucking show now. It's crazy.
It's dumb. It's dumb.
And it's like, I can't help that. I can't help. Like, who raised me?
Yeah.
Thank God somebody did try to raise me, you know, for the little bit of time that I did have.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
That makes me sad.
It does.
Are you sad now?
Yeah, I kind of am. I kind of am. Well, I mean, because this subject is, it's really personal to me. I think about this type of stuff all the time. What if my mom wasn't who she was and she... you know, was maybe going to church or a successful woman, would I have been the same person?
I don't know.
And that's just so crazy. And so I love this subject because it the personal side of it is that I now have a relationship with my biological family. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Good.
I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I know who I am. And everyone looks like me.
That's good.
Yeah. So I love it. I love them. I love them so much.
Oh, that's
I love that I can look at an Annie and be like, man, we are so beautiful.
Know.
Look at us. Turn around for me.
Yeah. Instead of people looking at you like,
oh my goodness.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is touchy for me too. I never really opened up about it. Like when I was in college, I was dating this guy for a long time. I think I told you about it. And I went to an HBCU, which is a historically black college. And I felt so comfortable, but some people made me feel out of place.
Okay.
And they made me feel out of place. Like when I started going to school, somebody sneezed towards me or on me and said, I'm allergic to white people. And I was just like, oh my God.
Come
like,
up with a better
like,
joke.
What can I do? Like, white people don't accept me because, you know, I don't act like them. Hispanic people are not accepting me because I don't speak Spanish. Yeah. Who cares what my last name is?
Yeah.
And I obviously, I don't look Hispanic. I look pale. People, you know, they're like, oh, you're white. And then when I open my mouth, people are like, oh, you black? You trying to be black? So I just was not feeling accepted.
Man.
I'm like, what am I going to do? And that's kind of like how I found boxing a little bit.
Okay.
Got to turn to something that made me confident in who I am. And now, like, can't nobody tell me shit. Like, you just can't tell me anything.
Nah.
I'm okay with who I am.
You should be. I think you're an awesome person.
Oh, thank you. And when you were saying, like, about... if, you know, if your mom was different, would you be different? You love who you are, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Everything that I've been through, I don't think that I would change because finding myself, that means that I would have never met you.
I know. I was just going to say that.
And all my best friends, I would have never known them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
What would you do without us?
Man, my life would be bland because my life is really exciting.
Is it? Okay. I was going to say, is it true that, well, I can say this because eventually I got taken in by a white family and I was not okay with the kind of food. I was so
used to shake and bake.
Oh my
chicken.
God.
What else did they?
Well, actually, no. At that time they didn't. I didn't know anything about like the meat, like they were like vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was so used to like soul food type food.
Mm. So good. Oh man.
And then I keep thinking too, like what if my mom was different? Then I wouldn't be here.
No. You'd be
I'm so strong.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised how strong I am with all that shit that I've been through. Now, is that genetic or is that?
I think it's genetics.
So like people in my family are strong. I don't have anything to compare this to. I don't know any of my biological family.
Wow. You need to do 23andMe.
I don't know any names though. Like all I know is my mom and I know my brother.
Yeah.
That's it. My mom and my brother.
23andMe, if anybody in your family, whether you know them or not, ancestry.
Pop up?
Yeah, they pop up. They
I
pop up.
I don't know
up.
If I want to know this.
Really? I mean,
I'm going to be like, why did you bitches abandon me?
Exactly.
Like, how do I not know who my father is? Exactly. Like, what kind
where
of shit
you,
is
bro?
That? Like, where the
are
fuck
you still
have
out
you been?
There? Shit.
Like, that's crazy. Like, how come I never met you? Mm. I don't know no uncles, no brothers.
No aunties?
No sister.
Your
I got
mama?
A sister. I have a sister that I've never met.
What? You know, I have two half-brothers I've never met.
Mm. I probably got some other, like, I have a sister from my mom's side that I've never met.
What?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know her name. I don't know where she could be.
What?
Maybe people could help me. You guys want to help me find my family?
Let's help Jiffy find her family.
Do I want to know this stuff?
I think that you do.
This is going to make me cry.
People, you know, a lot of people, especially the people that say, no, I don't want to know. I don't care. I love who I am. And I know where I'm going. That's a lie.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of understanding for me being on this journey. I've always known who I am, but knowing where you come from, having, you know, a place where you can pinpoint.
I'm so stubborn. That's my fault. I'm stubborn and I'm like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. And then one day I'm going to want to know and it's going to be too late.
Yeah. Because, you know, you may be fine with it. But then what about The two little ones.
They've never met anybody from my side of the family.
I have a feeling they're gonna start asking questions.
All they know is D side of the family.
Wow. And you know, because you know, they have to know because you know, even in school, you know, you have to do a
like a family tree.
Mm-hmm. A family tree where
that
you
sucks.
Come from.
They just and, don't know.
And
anybody.
It broke my heart that my daughter could only do one side of her family, and that was my ex's. Mm. My ex. So and she was like, I'm half Irish. And I was like, thank God. She said, I'm half Irish, you know, like she knows, like mom has to do the 20, you know, has to figure this out. So, you know, I know what I am. So I was able to tell her.
How she feel about being Nigerian?
She loves it.
Oh.
She's like, wow, Irish and Nigerian. We look good. She's so cute.
Oh, she is cute.
Man.
What do you think about like cooking skills? Where do we get, is that learned or is that genetic?
Okay.
I'm going to say it's learned.
I'm going to say learned.
Yeah, okay, good. We agree on that.
Yeah, I'm going to say learned.
I don't think my mom could cook.
I know that if I'm in a good mood, a good spirit, my food is fire.
Okay, and if like you love the man, it's so good. I got something for you.
I can't make a mistake. But I hate cooking. I just don't like it. If someone else could do it.
I don't like to do any, like, when I get home, I don't like to cook. I don't like to clean. I don't like to give kids baths. Like, I just don't want to do anything.
No.
Because I'm so busy.
I just
want to
sit on the couch.
But I do like to, I love to eat. Oh, my God.
You do?
I love eating. But I like eating, like, trying new things, like vegetables and, of course, no meat, but.
Well, you did say trying new things.
Yeah.
You could nibble on a little bit of chicken.
No.
Shrimp?
Oh no! I'm not gonna lie. I have eaten shrimp, and it's so good.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I love shrimp.
Too bad we can't go eat after this.
Damn.
I can order some food. I am starving.
I am so hungry.
Ask your beautiful man to cook for us.
Oh yeah, he would so do it.
Oh, he's there's always, a he? No, the beautiful men.
Oh, yes. All the beautiful men.
Uh-oh. I think Rocky found somebody. We'll talk about him maybe. We have an episode that we're going to be talking about men. Like,
what a good man is. Yeah.
What a man.
What a mighty good man.
Yes, he is.
I need a good man. We all deserve a good man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we do.
Because I'm a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
I can love a man.
Oh, Lord.
Love.
That is one of my questions. Is loving someone learned or genetic? I have a hard time. Do you know when I was pregnant with Cairo, I was like so detached in my emotions. I didn't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to love this kid.
That's normal.
I didn't think that I was going to love him.
Yeah,
because
you didn't.
Because I don't know how. I don't know how to love.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at that. Like, anytime I'm dealing with somebody, friendship, non-friendship, relationship, people literally have to ask me, do you like me? Like,
what?
Are we friends? Because they can't tell. Because I'm really bad at showing my emotions.
Really?
I'd rather just, like, not.
Wow.
Like, that's just not my thing. And so I'm wondering, like, is it genetic or is it learned? I don't remember, like, you know, my mom hugging me and kissing me a lot, saying that she loves me. Even if she called me to this day, like, I couldn't tell her that I love her. I tell Cairo all the time, I love you. I love you. Give me kisses. Give me a hug.
Yeah.
So it must be learned?
No. You got me on that one.
I know, because I still, like, I tell my kids I love them because I feel like I have to.
You know, I feel like everything is genetics. No, but I feel like, you know, loving someone the way you love them, that is genetics. You know what I'm saying? Because there is that book, Five Love Languages.
My love language is gift giving. If I buy you stuff, like, you're in there. I love you.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I'm thinking about you when I go to the store.
So you do show.
Yes, but in ways that other people are not, like, okay with.
Okay.
So, like, for me, like, I love giving gifts And I love receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. If you buy me something, I'm like, oh, yes, she loves me. She loves me.
I love receiving gifts too.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, not everybody has that love language. True. So here I am spoiling people with gifts and buying them stuff. And
that's not even the
nobody thinks about me. They go to the store and it's just like, I'm not going to get her favorite candy. Like, that's the type of stuff I think about. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday when I went to the store, I was like, okay, she's going to need something for her stomach. She's going to need something for her throat. Like, you know, nobody thinks about that type of stuff. Like, I want somebody to be like, hey, I got your favorite candy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my best friend. I expect you to buy me stuff now.
Oh, well, of course.
What's your love language?
I don't know.
Is it like quality time? Is it, I can't remember what they are.
Man, neither can I. Let me see. I do know that I just, I'm a cuddler. I'm so affectionate.
I'm not.
It's very hard for me to sit next to my guy, whenever that does happen, and not rub his back. Or rub his head.
Oh, man.
Or pull on his
beard. Me look like a fake woman.
What?
Okay, physical touch. So there's words of affirmation.
Okay.
There's physical touch, receiving gifts, mm-hmm. quality time, and acts of service.
Okay. I like acts of service.
I do, too. So I definitely like receiving gifts, and I like acts of service. Like, whatever you can do for me, like, mm-hmm. I like that. And that's where, like, we're probably going to talk about I'm shallow. I'm so shallow.
What?
I'm shallow.
Wait. I don't believe that. Because every conversation we have is deep.
Well, I mean, like, shallow when it comes to love. Like, one, I can't get deep when it comes to love. I can't tell you, like, I can tell you I love you and mm-hmm. I can mean it.
Mm-hmm. But you can't, maybe, like, why do you love the person?
Yeah.
You can't?
That's hard.
Wow.
That's hard.
It can happen.
My answers will be superficial.
Damn. Like, that just means that they're not the one.
Like, I think you find.
Because once you do find that one.
No, that's probably not true.
Really? I think, no.
Well, that you know because you've been in love and you've been married before. What? Like, what if that's just how I am?
Mm.
Like, what if I'm just, like, superficial and I can't undo superficialness?
Please.
Well, here's the thing. Growing up, I didn't have affection. No one showed me affection.
Okay.
No one told me, like, mm-hmm. they love me. They want me to do good. They mm-hmm. want me to go far. It was more like,
come on,
you ain't gonna do shit.
Oh.
No, you ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna be shit. Like, your life is ruined. I had somebody tell me, I think I told you the story. When I had a friend that I, you know, was my best friend.
Yes, you did.
And after being, in the system, and the dad was like, hey, you shouldn't be hanging out with her. Kids in the system, they never flourish. They never do anything with their lives.
God.
And it's just like, what?
Instead of saying that, he should have said, listen, I want you to stick with her. Stay by her side.
Stick with me.
Man, encourage her to do good. So that's the type of household I came from.
That's good.
That's the type of household. But, my grandmother, she was not a motherly figure.
Mm-hmm.
She was horrible, actually. There's a good handful of cousins that will agree with me.
Mm.
She was horrible.
So, like, parenthood is not genetic. It's learned.
It's learned.
Because you're not like that.
No.
And, oh, me too. I'm not like that either.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God, I'm learning so much. Yeah, because, like, what I thought parenthood was, I thought it was just like, bitch, go to your room. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
No.
Like, all this stuff that I was going through, I thought was normal.
Mm-mm.
And then, like, kids at school were like, my mom doesn't call me that.
Oh, God.
I know. But I would never.
My grandmother used to tell me that I was going to grow up to be a prostitute. I never understood
that. She wanted
that
you to. Until now,
I'm just thinking, damn.
Well, sometimes, and this is what I had to learn too. I can't blame my mom for the way that she was
mm-hmm.
because she was the way she was because of what she was exposed to and what she was taught.
Mm-hmm.
She was being the best mother that she knew how to be. And she didn't really have guidance for that.
True.
So that's like me, my logic. I'm always like more logical than I am emotional.
Okay.
I think before I feel, and then I try not to feel anything.
See, I'm opposite.
Oh, see, that's why you always call me.
Yeah, I feel before I think, and I should be like you. I should think. And then
you should be how you are, and then we can balance each other out.
True, true.
Because like, you know, when I call you, I'm just like, I don't feel nothing. I'm always thinking like, okay, hold on, no, let's calculate this here.
this is not right.
No.
Man. Well, that's good to know. That parenting isn't genetic.
Oh my God.
Praise God. Because I know when my children are around me, I want them to feel very special and loved.
Of course.
And I don't let like not even like 5 minutes go by without giving them a kiss or, you know, doing something to like agitate them. But them, you know, they know. My kids know I love them. So I'm glad.
I'm glad too.
It's not genetics. Okay, so parenting isn't genetic, it's learned.
Okay.
And what else?
Cooking is learned.
Cooking is learned. Mm-hmm.
Love, how we love someone, we still haven't, like...
We haven't...
It could be genetic.
It could be both. What about, like, organization skills? Do you think that's learned or genetic?
I don't know. I think I had some, and then they just went out the window.
Oh, my God.
But I don't remember.
I'm horrible with stuff like that.
I didn't have enough interaction with family to know, like, is it genetic or learned?
Yeah.
That's sad. I don't know.
I think it's genetic. My sister, my adoptive sister can organize a room with nothing in it, if that makes any sense.
Wow.
I mean,
she's talented.
Oh, Lord have mercy. when she comes over, when like all the cousins get together, and it's just, she's like her father. It's like artwork. She will walk into a house and she walks past it. It's clean and sparkling.
Wow.
Like, how the hell?
How'd you do that?
How did you do that? And I have been like just following behind her, like just saying, any minute now, I'm going to get it. I'm going to be just like that. And then, oh, well.
Yeah. So then it could be genetic because you didn't get that gene.
No.
I don't know,
because my mother was like that, and my auntie is like that, but I mean, I'm not filthy. I'm just messy.
I am messy too.
I have no time to be folding clothes after I wash them.
Mm-mm.
Girl, did I tell you that my scrubs got stolen at my apartment?
Oh, you did tell me, like, all your stuff got. That is crazy.
Had to go buy some new ones.
Oh, it was just your scrubs in the washer?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
People really out here jacking uniforms.
Yes.
But you know what? They probably needed it.
Yeah.
You helped the less fortunate.
I helped the less fortunate. I clothed somebody that day. I can't be too mad.
No.
I mean, it was like, what, $50 worth of clothing?
I have so many scrubs in my closet.
I hate scrubs.
I haven't worn scrubs in like, what, 4 years?
Wow.
But I have purple, because one time I was wearing purple. I had green. I have lots of black.
Why do you still have them all? Throw them away.
No, they're so new.
Oh, okay.
I want to give them, if any of you guys need scrubs in a size small, I have really good taste. If you want them, you can have them.
Every outfit that this woman wears is a 10.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I'm being very real. Yes, girl.
I just throw stuff
together. I look
together.
Up. I that's like, you know, sometimes when I'm calling you like, hey, are you here? Like, I want to know.
You want to know what I got on
you,
today.
Linda. Who else is another one? I just want to shop in y'all's closet.
Oh, that's so sweet. I didn't think I had any style.
No, girl, you got style.
Oh.
You have good style.
Okay, girl. Talk to my ego. You know what I'm saying? That genetic? I don't know.
Whoa.
Style. I'm like, it's just not there.
I don't know. I know that Taurus like the finer things.
Oh, so do Leos. We are.
And we liked sparkly things. Did I ever tell you that I like fairy dust and glitter?
Listen to our intro. That fairy dust is for this one.
It's
over here.
Perfect. It's perfect.
It's so perfect.
I can just, every time I hear it, I can just feel the dust coming down on me.
Sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
So, Oh, our next episode is Unspoken Rules of Society.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, that's not the man. Oh, the man. When is the man one? Oh, the man one is episode 6.
Okay.
So next week, oh, guys, the city shut down. So we're going to figure out a way to do the podcast without being in the studio.
Yeah.
So if you know, let us know how to do it. But they're going to help us, I think.
Yeah.
So the next episode is about unspoken rules of society.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, like, there's so many things that we shouldn't do. Like, there's not a rule book for it.
Okay.
Like, for instance, when you're in public and you don't have headphones, like, your music should not be loud.
No.
Like, that's rude.
That's inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, when you sneeze, like, you should cover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's a lot of unspoken rules of society, and I just want us to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because some shit annoys me, and it's like people don't know that you're not supposed to be doing that.
Exactly.
So that's what we'll talk about next week.
Yes. But it's going to be fun.
Until then, we have an outro that you guys are going to listen to. And thanks for listening to us talk about nature versus nurture. I don't know that we figured a lot out, but it helped us to talk about us.
Yeah. If anything, we're going to understand us.
Yeah, someday we will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll make me do 23andMe and maybe I'll learn about
you
myself.
Are going to. There's going to be no making. You're going to do it.
Okay.
This is going to be so much fun. We're going to do a YouTube on it.
Oh, yes, guys. Oh, yeah. We are. We're working on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
So just like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, no. Listen to the outro. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.